Hello everyone, welcome to Development Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis. With me, as always, is the man Jun Lu. How you doing, Jun?
Good, man.
So IPCPR 2017 day two recap. Pretty busy day. We started out the day with a appointment first thing at Altidus. Talked to Yasmin over there. First thing she showed us was the Gisbert Intenso. That's a cigar they're doing with AJ. Another Cuban, old Cuban brand, right?
Yep. Brought it,
So,
bringing it back.
bringing it back. So that was another AJ blend. I don't have to go into too much details on these. We got so many cigars to go through on this day. But H Upman by AJ, another one. So another Cuban brand and another AJ product there. They also have the H Upman Ingot the Banker Ingot Rosé. So that brand has been kind of getting some releases over the last couple of years.
Yeah, the interesting part about that one is, they're kind of hitting the suggesting a pairing with the rosé, right?
Right.
Like have a little sparkly or have a little rosé with the cigars.
Then Vega Fina, 7 year. Another brand they have for a while that they're gonna kind of bringing some new life into as well. The Monty by Monte Cristo, AJ Fernandez.
No.
So I think that's the one that AJ was shooting for, right?
Right.
He wanted to blend a Monte Cristo.
Yeah.
So he's kind of worked through all the brands over at Altus now, and they got he got to work on that Monte Cristo that he wanted. Saint Louis Ray, natural broadleaf. So she was talking about this interesting Connecticut broadleaf wrapper that they're doing with a different fermentation method. So that one will be an interesting cigar to check out as well. Doing the Monte Cristo Artisan batch number two. So this is where they have specific blenders working with specific rollers to kind of create this specific blend for them. They did the same thing last year, so they're kind of continuing that trend this year. That's a pretty small batch product. The Monte Cristo Espada Estoque Vintage 2002. So that I think I want to say the last one, the original Estoque came out maybe 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. So this is the vintage 2002 version of that. And then the Monte Cristo Grupo de Maestros private batch number three. This is the one that comes in that big kind of case that has the different trays of cigars in it. Very cool presentation on it, but it's supposed to be one of their really high-end limiteds. And the whole team kind of working on putting those blends together. So quite an offering from them this year in regards to new product.
What I find interesting is, first of all, everybody knows that perhaps not so much of the folks that watch our show and read our reviews, but there's, I mean, Altidus definitely sells a ton of cigars, right? They push a lot of product. Their storytelling is pretty incredible, man. Like, you got AJ to back you up on these on three major brand cigars. If it's not AJ, they tell the story of essentially a group of maestros, i.e., master blenders and tasters, to create these. They're also hitting pretty heavy in terms of, because they gave us basically an ad showing all these offerings, and one of the things that the ad shows is the intensity of these cigars. So out of six possible levels of intensity, everything is at a minimum 4 out of 6. And oftentimes, most of them hit 6 out of 6. So, that tells me they're definitely going after the American market of, typical American smokers that wants that punch, that spice, that driven strength. So, yeah.
And while in the Altidus booth, we got to talk to Aging Room. Now the Aging Room is under that Altidus umbrella. So we talked to Rafael Nodal, the son Rafael Nodal. The father was busy with some meetings, but Rafael was able to take us through everything. The main thing that they're shooting for this year is the Solera brand. Last year they kind of announced them all last year, but the Sun Grown was the one that they were actually like really releasing out in full production. But this year they're pushing the other three lines, which are the Maduro, the Shade, and the Corojo. So kind of now have the full four offerings out there. So I'm looking forward to those cigars as well. And we kind of chatted with them about the whole, the whole transition and, how things had been since they kind of came on board and things like that. And how people kind of wondered, like, what's going to happen here? You know, does Aging Room lose its kind of boutique feel going to this large brand, or does Altadis get this boutique infusion from the small brand coming in? So, you know, Rafael kind of talked about, you know, how that, you know, they're trying for the best of both worlds there. So, Aging Room getting some of those, large company type of functionality. So the ordering process and all that kind of stuff, but, being able to bring in some of the, the boutique traits into, Altadis's workflows, I guess, like that. So I was glad to hear that, that it wasn't just, hey, that we're, kind of going to be handing over these brands to this large company and see what happens. So that was good to hear. After that, we swung by Tatuaje. Pete's sometimes hard to get a hold of because he's very busy and things like that. So we kind of just wandered around the booth. Main thing we wanted to check out was the new Monster this year, which is the Michael. Packaging looks pretty cool. Got a chance to talk to Tat Black Mo. Mm-hmm. So on Instagram, social media. Mo was a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
So I chatted with him for a few minutes. That was cool as well. After that, we wandered through the La Polina booth. Just kind of take a look at some of the new products that were out there. There was a cigar in there called Fuego Verde. I had never seen it before. It's a Candela. It may not be new, but it may be new. I don't know. I don't recall hearing anything about it. So it just looked interesting. They have the La Polina 1 and the La Polina 2. So I don't care for the naming convention. It seems a little too simplistic to me.
We can't think of a name. 1 and 2.
Exactly. And then the La Polina Classic Connecticut, I believe, is the new iteration for this year in regards to that. So we got a chance to see that. Hit up the Warp booth. Kyle was super busy, so we didn't really get a chance to chat with him. But we wanted to take some pictures. Black Honey, which I think is pretty much current batch, is already sold out. Yeah. So, the woman who's helping me with the pictures and, making sure that the cabinet was open and stuff like that, she said, don't run because I'll follow you if I grabbed any of the things. So that was, halfway joking, halfway serious, I think. So,
yeah.
But I was just there to take pictures. I'm not going to try to run off with any cigars. I was pretty far from the front door, so I don't think we made it all the way out. But the other big thing is the Siri Grand Reserva 1988. I know you tease that on social media, and all they had there was the box, was one box, and it didn't have anything in it. So I think it's really still in process of everything happening, but there's actually some sort of a physical presence in the form of a box.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, we just kind of took a few steps over to Casa Fernandez, Dr. Max Fernandez.
Mm-hmm.
He was super generous with his time with us.
Yeah.
We started off just kind of talking about tobacco and the show and things like that, and started talking about some of their new lines and things like that. So they have a new Guardian of the Farm Vitola called Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Vitolas are named off of for dogs that are
family there. I think Rambo is I forget what Max is. Same off either his dog or Kyle's dog.
Yeah.
But I think it's Max's dog.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they have a new line called Condega.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, featuring tobacco from Condega, which I think is pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. Sabor Aganorsa was another line. So those are some new things to, coming out of Casa Fernandez. We're both big, Aganorsa fans, so I think we're all definitely looking forward to really smoking that stuff. Yep. After that, we went over to La Flor Dominicana, talked to Tony Gomez, also gracious with his time there. That booth is always busy, and especially after you win number one cigar of the year from Cigar Aficionado, you're going to be busy. Yeah. So
production doesn't stop.
Yeah. He gave us a few minutes to chat, which is nice. They have two new releases this year, La Volcata, and then also the new Factory Press.
Mm-hmm.
What we kind of talked about with him on factory rest was that there's no designation on it. Before it was like factory rest 1, 2, 3, and 4. This one just says factory press. Doesn't say like 2017 or anything like that. I think it's just that's partly due to FDA issues. They just don't want to be able to like tack it on like it's a new product, so they can, because it's a grandfather product for them.
Factory
so,
press, just those two words is grandfather.
Right. So they can just kind of continue on with that blend. The one other thing they have in there, they have a new box for the Lennox. I think that 50 count.
Yeah, it's like the Petit Corona.
Yeah. You know. So just some new packaging for that. Nothing really new in regards to the blend there. After that, we went over to Black Label Trading Company, talked to James Brown. He had the, you know, the Boondock Saint was kind of a new release this year, and then something they didn't have the show last year but has kind of made its way out since then, Killer Bee Green Hornet. So those are, you know, there's a ton of buzz around those cigars, and they sell pretty quick, and there's a big, you know, big splash and following for those cigars. So he'll do very well with those, I'm sure. After that, a couple steps over to talk to Fred at Nomad. He has the Fin de los Mundos coming out, and also the First Run 2012, which are cigars that he had in, was it two Vitolas that he had that were, rolled all at the same time in 2012. And now he's, you know, actually going to release those out again. So those will be able to make it out to the market. So if you like the original Nomad blends, you can get these in some new Vitolas there as well. After Nomad, we went over to Cornelius and Anthony. So we talked to Courtney, we talked to Todd, and we talked to Steven, pretty much the whole crew there. They're very excited about their new cigars, the Ariel and the Senora Sugars. So the Ariel is a Connecticut
shade.
Connecticut shade, yeah. They have a proprietary binder that they're using on these both of these cigars that they're very excited about. And they're, you know, they're saying that this is going to be, and something we joked about in the booth is the Not Your Father's Connecticut line that a lot of people use. So this is going to be a different, you know, different Connecticut, but I don't think they're talking about necessarily in regards to strength level. I think they're talking in regards to flavor.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting as well. Senora Sugars is Maduro. And this was Mexican San Andres?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so another one. Really good story behind how the naming convention came up for that. I won't kind of go into the whole thing and spoil the story. I'm sure at some point, you know, we'll have some sort of discussions with them or interviews and be able to kind of let that come out. But we talked to Courtney for quite a while, just like industry stuff, trade show stuff, things like that, how things, you know, all the lines are being received and things like that. So
they're definitely making a big splash, still partnering with Espinosa to make their cigars, and sounds like all a good thumbs up.
Yep, exactly. So after Cornelius and Anthony, we head over to a brand new company called Jeremy Jack. They are making their cigars through Casa Fernandez as well. We talked to Max earlier, and he mentioned them to us. So we went over and chatted with them. They have a line called JJ. There's various lines in that, different wrappers and things like that. They also have one that's dedicated to like breast cancer awareness, and they donate a portion of the proceeds to that, from that to breast cancer. That version is a very light blend, light Connecticut blend. So kind of, you know, makes it, you know, available to women smokers and others that, you know, would, you know, more likely be able to, you know, smoke something like that and want to be able to support that blend. They have a pretty cool one called Salchichas, which is Spanish for sausages. Mm-hmm. The way that these are presented in the box is like is really neat. It's like a it's a coffin that's like kind of too wide, but the cigars all have like a pigtail head, and then the foot also is closed with a pigtail. But the way it is that all the cigars connect, so it looks like a kind of a chain of sausages. Yeah. So that looks pretty cool. But the issue they said is they're not banded. So the issue is that, you know, once you kind of clip it so that you have it, you don't, you know, you're not sure what it is. So, but he said they'll have bands on those later on. Also have the El Chapo, kind of another cigar that's, you know, kind of got that same profile. It's, I want to say it's maybe like a 4x50 or something.
Yeah.
Along that line. Yeah.
Short fatty.
Yeah. And they're doing a pretty interesting, Instagram, type of joke with that.
Yeah.
Where in the world is El Chapo? And there's pictures of, you know, things all over the world and stuff like that. So, pretty cool. Another line called Libalula, which is Spanish for dragonfly, I believe. Nice band presentation on that one. Pretty cool. And I think some of the guys we were talking to saying that was kind of their favorite cigar, right? Right.
I think that one was Mexican San Andreas that they use.
Yeah.
So,
In general,
I felt like for brand new guys that, you know, came out, they're swinging hard. I mean, they got anything. They got from Connecticut Shade, Mexican San Andreas, to, of course, Aganarsa being known for, especially the Corojo heavy blends. They got the full spectrum going.
So I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say that this is June's pick for this best new small company of the year.
Yeah.
Well, it's only day two.
Yeah, it's only day two.
Yeah, but I'm gonna call it now that I think this is the one. So at the end of day four, or when we talk to the recap on the 18th, we'll talk about it. But I think that this will probably be the one.
Yeah.
So after talking to the guys over at Jeremy Jack, we went over to the Embombe booth. Mel was very busy, so we just took some photographs. And I believe the only new thing that he has this year is he had released some stuff earlier in the year. Gaia Torpedo,
right?
But he just before the trade show announced the Gaia Robusto,
right?
So, we actually have the review for the Gaia Torpedo coming out on Friday, and then we'll try to get the Robusto in fairly quick after that, so that we can do the line analysis across the three Vitolas for that one. After that, we went over to Cavalier of Geneva. We met those guys last year; that was their first show. Sebastian and Marco. The booth was much bigger than it was last year, and many more lines in it than it was last year. So last year was the white and the black. This year they have they did the white and Salomon, yep. And then and a Toro, yeah. And then they came out with the black too.
Yeah.
So those are kind of some extension and new Vitolas. Extensions and new lines on the Cavalier of Geneva brand, but they also have the Singer and Monk line that's new. So that's they kind of going back to some older brands and some, you know, really cool looking artwork on some of these brands. So
yeah, they definitely. Oh, and then Mabella Otero.
Yep, that's another one. So yeah. Those are the two.
So within a year span, I mean, that is quite a bit of an extension in your portfolio.
Exactly.
Everything about them, you know, bigger, better, bolder, bigger booth, more lines, like an actual booth where, like, they're seating now this year. It looks legit.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to see these guys expand.
Yeah.
You know, they came out with the Cavalier, the white one,
right,
last year, and it's, you know, predominantly what's going for the European market, being full of flavor but very mild in terms of strength.
Mm-hmm.
But now they basically expanded to a full spectrum of all sorts of different strengths and bodies and flavor profiles. So,
And then in their booth was a company called Dapper Cigar Company. That was the first time I had heard of them, but apparently they had a line that was available last year, and that line was called Kubo. And they had, I think, two different variations of that cigar. But this year, they have two new cigars, and that is El Borracho and La Madrina. So we talked to Ian, who's the owner of Dapper. He's kind of telling us the backstory and things like that. Who they work with in regards to tobacco and production and all that kind of stuff. So seems like he has some good backing in regards to where the product's coming from. Who's rolling it and all that kind of stuff. So very interested in trying it and seeing what it's like.
Everything seems really well on paper.
Yeah.
But of course, it's the smoking experience that matters the most, right?
Exactly. Exactly. After Dapper, we went over to Matilde, talked to Enrique Cejas. He doesn't have anything new come out this year. They're really just building on the four Matilde brands, which I think is a smart move. Last year, they came out with the Serena, which was my number two cigar of the year. So I thought it was fantastic. Connecticut.
It was our number one, both of us together.
If you did a collective, it would have been the number one cigar of the year if you did a combination of our lists. But Enrique's a really nice guy, straight shooter, talks about, you know, what their plans are and things like that moving forward. They're kind of one of the brands that, you know, are kind of, you know, waiting on the FDA to see how it, you know, which way it goes to determine, you know, they just, you know, held off on doing anything with it this year because they didn't want to, you know, put out a new product and then have to pull it off the shelf.
Right.
So, you know, they're kind of just waiting to see how the dust settles to see what
and plus within their core lines, they're still within the U.S. There's more territories for them to cover into the introduce their core line of products. So
exactly. Then we went over and saw Berger and Argenti, talked to Michael Argenti. Mm-hmm. So they're back. I think the big thing that everybody is would know is the Entubar.
Yep.
Cigar that looks like it has another cigar kind of poking out of the foot.
Yeah.
So
I heard that that's actually a roll of Ligero.
Right.
That's popping out there.
Yeah.
So
we're very interested in trying this cigar. I mean, the name and the brand has been around for a really long time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of made it, you know, kind of in the market, out of the market, in the market a few times. So but we had a chance to chat with Michael and Jenny for a little while, and you know, things, you know, seem to be kicking off again for them. So it'll be very interesting to see that. The other interesting line I have is called Cuban Coffee. And basically what that is trying to create a non-Cuban blend that mimics a Cuban blend. So you know, one that would mimic a Bejique, or one that would mimic what was the one that you gave us
today? I forget, but it's basically going right after the term, and it gets absolutely overused, as we all know, is Cuban-esque, right?
Right.
So it's like, I don't know, it's a big buzzword in itself, using that word.
Right.
But my personal take on that is, stop using it. Utilize whatever tobacco you have and talk about the profile.
Right. So there's various iterations of this Cuban coffee to go kind of cover a bunch of different well-known and popular Cuban brands and the lines within those brands. So I'll be curious to see how that's received. I know that JR does a similar type of product. So if there's any issues in regards to that. After that, we swung by Plasencia. They're doing a really big push this year, kind of coming out with their own cigars. They make cigars for a lot of other people.
Right.
Kind of been more of a behind-the-scenes player. But now they're actually going to release their own cigars. I think the kind of the younger generation and family coming up is now kind of wanting to expand out into that. Kind of what we saw today, cigar called the Alma del Campo, Alma Fuerte, Reserva Original. So we'll have to get a little bit more information in regards to those. They did a little bit of a media event today, but it was more of a kind of just an announcement of the brand and a little bit of history. And then they kind of broke out and allowed people to do some interviews. But they got a pretty big crowd. So as we typically do, after the the speech and things like that, we kind of did our pictures and things like that and ducked out, and we'll kind of go back and see if we can't gather a little bit more information. After that, we headed over to Gurkha, Dr. Eddie Guerra. Super nice guy. We met him the first day we got here on Monday. Just random at the Laguna Bar, which is one of the bars that everybody used to get together when the trade show was held at the Sands Expo Center, because it's in the Palazzo. We just kind of went over there in the middle of the day, just kind of see what was up. He was over there. We got a chance to meet him the first time we ever got to meet him. We sat down. We talked for an hour and a half or so. And then the next night, saw him the same place, chatted a little bit more. And then today we got, you know, went over to the booth and got to talk to him quite a bit. So they have a lot of new changes and some new stuff, some rebranding, some stuff. Subtle Reserve, those lines are all getting Tubos. So that's some new packaging there. They're also doing 3-count boxes of the Tubos as well. So a little bit difference there, you know, knowing that some people aren't going to go buy a full box of Tube cigars and things like that. So maybe like a kind of a golf course purchase or something along those lines. 10th anniversary, new kind of a change in the Vitola for that. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool humidor for that setup. Yeah. So really, really slick. I mean, Gurkha has very good branding and presentation on stuff. I don't think anyone can really argue that point. So Havana Legend. Some changes over there. Something they announced last year, but actually kind of releasing this year, is that Blend Masters cask. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a couple different iterations in regards to that as well. Master Select has been a little bit of reblend mm-hmm. in regards to that. So
release reblend brick and mortar
B&M only. Yeah, some kind of getting away from that the online presence of that brand.
So, and in general, within Gurkha. Very fair priced cigars being shown this year.
Yeah, all the MSRPs are, you know,
like $9 to $12.
Or yeah, it's not any of those, you know,
$9 to $15, $16 max.
Yeah, not any of those like $70 MSRPs that you get online for, you know, $4 kind of thing, thinking that you're getting a deal or something like that. Yeah. They also have the Age Cabinet, which is cigars that they've had kind of in the aging room for a long time that are now getting released. So another cool concept there. There might be more stuff that we're missing, but there was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, today's interesting because we kind of started hitting the bigger, big players, right? Yeah. The Altadises, the Gurkhas. And when you see their production and their presentation and everything, like, you realize they're top dog
right.
for a reason. I mean,
exactly.
In terms of budget, in terms of swag, in terms of, I mean, we got a fucking, like, shank knife today.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So
they have some, yeah.
But it was, no, it's great. It's really eye pleasing for sure.
Right. That's it for the booths that we hit. I think lunch was a much bigger success today.
Yeah. I didn't mean to bitch about lunch yesterday, by the way.
It was just the one complaint we had in the day, and it was a small complaint because lunch is probably the least important thing at the trade show.
Right.
Not that you don't want to eat lunch, but, you know,
no.
You're there for other stuff. Yeah. So.
Thankful that, you know, we get a lunch ticket, right?
Yes, exactly. So, I think our food, one of the issues was just we just didn't choose the right food yesterday.
Yeah.
So I think we did better food choices today. Much easier to find a seat today. So I'm much happier with the lunch.
And the yesterday, we ended last night's or yesterday's show with talking about going to the dojo party.
Yep. Dojo party was another success, man. It was packed.
Yeah.
Lots of people, lots of industry people there, lots of media people there. So it was fantastic.
Yeah. Give out good prices at the end for folks. I mean, the Dojo Nation, they have that UK guy that comes from UK just for this, like every year to hang out with them.
That's right. And I think he's moving to Dubai or something next year, so he's not going to be able to make it. Yeah. So.
But that's just
– yeah.
It's fun to hang out with. And part of – one of the biggest reasons that Aaron and I come and we like doing this is to see new faces and old faces do – I mean, PR is such a – like, I don't want to say PR because it sounds like a corporate word.
Right.
But it's to make connections and connect with our fellow, you know, BOTLs and SOTLs, right? And that's a huge draw to being here instead of like if you put the face and the body language behind all the Facebook posts and social media posts and emailing. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a really cool night last night. And then today kind of kicked off again. Really good day at the show. So starting to, you know, I haven't smoked a cigar today.
Yeah, Aaron's like complaining about dry palate and blah, blah, blah.
I think I'm actually going to not smoke at the trade show anymore. I'll just smoke in the evening, and then that's it. Okay. I mean...
Well, I had two cigars today.
Yeah,
I had a Nomad Martial Law that Fred gave me, which was good because it was one of my top 10s of the year last year. And then I had a Gurkha Master Select, which was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Now, I know you guys are looking at me and be like, whatever, Drew. But I'm like, no, for real. So it's actually good.
Yeah.
But no, it is like with the desert here, your palate dries super fast. And it's not like if you drink a lot of water, it's going to cure it. It'll help, sure. Yeah. But it's just the nature of the conditions around here. So,
yeah. I mean, you smoke all day, you smoke all night, and then you repeat the next day. I know people say, oh, I'd love to be able to do that. Yeah, for a day or two. And then it's just kind of, at that point, you're just smoking a smoke. There's not really, you're not tasting anything, stuff like that. So I'd rather kind of smoke more in a social environment, maybe in the evenings, things like that. But at the show, we're talking so much and I'm taking photos. And it's just, it doesn't, the mechanics don't work. No. So I think I'm just going to give up smoking during the trade show. Kind of go from there. Unless there's a, you know, special case where we're sitting down with somebody for an extended amount of time and I'll be able to like actually focus on things while we're talking. Maybe I'll do that. But.
Tonight or after this video, we are going to a Drew Estate media event.
Yeah.
And it's in it's sort of a club in Mandalay Bay, I think.
Yep.
So we're excited about that.
Yep.
Hopefully see some new faces, such as like On from what you guys know as back in the Cigar Federation days. Now he's a part of Drew Estate.
Yep.
And then smoke some of the plethora of new offerings that Drew Estate's got out this year.
Yeah, we have an appointment with them tomorrow as well at the end of the day. So we'll get a, you know, get to cover all everything in their booth and stuff like that. So that'll be in the recap tomorrow as well. So I think that's it for day two.
Yeah. Long day.
Yeah.
Fun day.
Yeah.
Grab some food.
Exactly. Yeah, we need a substantial dinner before we hit a Drew Estate event. Yeah. I'm sure there's gonna be lots of Drew Estate
imbibing.
Not Drew Estate, John JD's. Drew brands.
Yeah.
Liquor at this thing.
That's right.
So we'll have to
excited to try.
Yes.
So
all right. Like we said last time, I mean you know, if there's anything that you want us to cover any kind of details, just other stuff you want us to cover in the videos, let us know. We'll do that. You know, seems like, you know, getting some good feedback on this. So really appreciate that. Keep it coming. You know, we're you know, trying to share this to, you know, give you the vibe of the show. So I know you can't be here. So if we can somehow convey that to you, you know, we'd love to be able to do that. So thank you for watching day two. We will be back tomorrow with day three. Just as, you know, action-packed as it was for today. So thank you for watching, and we will see you tomorrow.